The Draft Lottery, a live report on tonight's picking of the birthdays for the draft.
And now a page from our Sunday Morning Almanac, December 1st, 1969. 50 years ago today, the night of America's first military draft lottery since 1942. With the war in Vietnam as a backdrop and the futures of some 850,000 young men on the line, the lottery featured a bin containing 366 capsules, one for each possible birthday. The order in which their birthdays were drawn from that bin would determine the order in which those young men would be drafted. First chosen, first to serve. Congressman Alexander Perney of New York drew the first number.
September 14th.
Capsule by capsule, date by date, the board filled up.
December 6th.
Finally concluding with June 8th as number 366. Statisticians soon cried foul, arguing that birth dates near the end of the year had inadvertently been clustered toward the top of the bin, making them more likely to be drawn first.
January 31st, February 16th, March 8th.
Fair or not, as events played out, only men with birthdays numbered 1 through 195 were ultimately called to duty. Men with the remaining 171 birthdays were home free. America ended the military draft in 1973 and has relied on voluntary enlistment ever since. But for many of the thousands who watched the drawing with bated breath, memories of that draft lottery telecast remain as vivid as ever.